Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got the doctor-assisted suicide thing still going with that email. We're going to put it on hold again because people are on the phones. We'll talk to you. That's the point of the show. Linda is on the line in Texas. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how you doing?
Linda, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, right now, I'm at a tax tea party in Houston. Well, of course, you know, we're going to be holding them all this weekend. But particularly, I came here to protest the carbon tax because, like I said earlier, it's outrageous. But while I was here, there was a group of 9/11 truthers, man, and it was a very small group. They weren't causing any problems. And me and my friend decided, like, to go and talk to them and get, like, you know, their little pamphlets or whatever. You know, me and my friend are also 9/11 truthers. And, so we were talking to them for a minute, and, man, a lot of the tea partiers, I guess you could call them, man, they started, like, berating them, man, like, telling them, you know, this is wrong, you know. And, man, like, we walked away because it got kind of heated or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, man, I don't want to get involved with anything, like, too deep. We walked away. 5 minutes later, there was like 12 cops escorting them out. Man, and they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything but, man, the same thing everybody else was doing, the peaceful protest. And I thought that was very, man, wrong.
Well, so, I don't have a dog in this particular fight. Personally, yeah. I don't know what the truth is about 9/11, and it doesn't really matter to me. To me, the government has gotten bigger as a result of what happened on 9/11. Yeah. Now, that I know is the truth. I know that the government is more intrusive and more oppressive than it's ever been. I think it would have been that way whether or not 9/11 had happened. They'd have found some other excuse to increase the size of the state.
Is it a public park where they're having this tea party?
Yes. Yeah, it's a public. I mean, it's right across the convention center. I don't know if any of your listeners are from Houston, but man, it's an open space. I mean, but the thing was, is what bothered me the most was that, I mean, they weren't like doing anything wrong. They were just, I mean, and they got escorted out, man. And I just, you know, look, I don't know the truth about 9/11 either, but I think to me personally, it's important to our man, just so that we know, man, if something was fishy or something was told to us that was incorrect, and we. You know, if you act on something due to the premise and the premise is wrong, then your actions are wrong. So I'm thinking, man, yes, I do agree with you. They use, man, whether or not this would have happened, our government would have increased, but man, this sure as hell helps. That's, like, my personal opinion, but,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and I'm sorry that you guys were kicked out, or they were kicked out
of a
public place. I mean, that seems seems pretty outrageous, so I'm with you there. But, you know, I would critique them, and this is one of the reasons why the whole 9/11 truth movement is just so counterproductive, in my opinion, and that is that if the people who are out there promoting this conspiracy theory, whichever version of it, whether it's aliens or bombs or whatever theory they're promoting. Those people are out there promoting that theory. What they are going to come up against is some very angry people. And it's angering enough when you talk about liberty. It's angering enough when you talk about freedom and the fact that taxation is slavery and things like that. But at least then you aren't trying to convince someone of what your version of the facts are. Then you can just lay out why it is liberty is important to you and explain to them you know, how their lives could be improved if they were also to accept the ideas of the free marketplace and freedom. And I think it's just a much more persuasive position to come from to talk about freedom rather than to talk about a theory as to what happened in an event that's now almost a decade old.
Well, and I understand your point. I do. But man, like to reiterate, man, to me it's important because if there was any kind of foul play, I mean, whether or not it was, man, I like to use a quote, man, I forgot who said it, it kind of escapes me right now, the name, but Osama didn't make NORAD stand down. And I like I like that quote, man, because we faltered. We faltered that day, whether or not, man.
I didn't falter in any way. I was
woke up at 2 o'clock in the
afternoon.
Our defense system, man, definitely did not protect us that day.
That is absolutely true.
Yes.
You can certainly claim that the government was complicit in the role of negligence. They did a terrible job if they were there supposed to be protecting us from the dangerous Ferners, as they've told us all along they are. Obviously, they didn't do a very good job of protecting the American citizens whom we pay, you know, who pays for that.
I just think it's as far as bringing people on board to an idea, it's a poor approach any old time, but especially in a crowd full of likely conservative neocon nationalists that are really just upset at Obama. And so bringing up anything from the past, they're likely not willing to critique anything that their buddy George Bush did. And so it's just going to generate anger and not going to encourage people to listen to what you have to say.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, Linda. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there. 800-259-9231. So they're doing it again, are they? The tea parties are back this weekend. People are going to gather together and wave some more signs and make themselves feel good. Is that what's going to happen? You guys even paying attention?
I don't know what you want.
The tea parties, right? I mean, I know that Jason Osborne from SACL CAI is... now you're rolling your eyes. What's going on here, Mark?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay. Was I not supposed to talk about Jason Osborne doing a speech at the tea parties?
No, that's fine.
Well, so SACL CAI's Jason will be doing a speech. He's putting together one of the tea parties, which I think is good, because if somebody who actually loves freedom on a principled basis like Jason is the person organizing the party, then at least it'll have a principled viewpoint that they're communicating to people, rather than the old two-party system. Oh, the Democrats are evil. Just elect Republicans and they'll fix the problems, which is what a lot of the tea parties were when the first round of them happened a few months ago. Was essentially just a promotional event for the Republican candidates for 2010.
That's the way I see it, at least. I mean, it just seems like an opportunity for Republicans to grandstand and tell us how they support small government and more personal liberties, and that, you know, they'll dance around Milton Friedman and some of the thinkers as far as small government and liberty go, but they don't mean it. They were lying the last time, and I suspect, and, you know, fool me once, shame on me, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to shame me. I've had it. The contract with America was broken. Screw the Republican Party. I can't do anything.
It was a unilateral agreement anyway.
I can't do anything about the Democrats and their message of large government or whatever it is, because nobody's ever going to – I'm never going to be a convincing Democrat. I've been a Republican most of my life. I can't convert those people. I can talk to the Republicans about how they've been duped. So, you know, if I'm to be a John the Baptist, I can only really be a Republican John the Baptist. That's, you know, so those are the people that I need to talk to.
I would say that if you are one who is considering attending one of these tea parties over the weekend, I imagine a lot of them are happening tomorrow, being Independence Day, which, by the way, we will be broadcasting live. Our live Saturday edition will continue to go on, even though it is a holiday. So if you are going to be one who will be attending these parties, these tea parties, and looking into doing outreach to people, I would, even if you are a so-called 9/11 truther, put that stuff away. There is no point in getting out there and promoting that stuff. If you want to help people understand liberty, you've got to give them information and point them in the direction that will get them to that point. 9/11 truth, even if you're the most vehement believer in such a thing, and I don't know what the truth is, don't care, but 9/11 truth doesn't talk about liberty. It's not an issue. It's not a liberty issue. It's a paranoid conspiracy issue. That's what that is.
It really, that's the only way I can see
it. Why not trot out all of the conspiracy videos about the Oklahoma City bombing? That's still an unsolved mystery, right? I mean,
why not JFK?
Yeah.
Why not the bombing of the Hood?
Yeah, expand your conspiracy brochures.
The Hindenburg got blown up. I mean, that must have been the Bilderbergers, right?
Yeah, so.
See, if you do believe in that the Bilderbergers are a group of foreign bankers run the world, you're doing the whole movement a disservice by talking about 9/11 truth, because you're taking away from from the point that foreign bankers control the world through the use of the monetary system.
Get some persuasive flyers, like Free Talk Live flyers or Free State Project flyers or something else that is something that you can just get into people's hands to where they can evaluate it later on. They're not going to sit there and listen to a sales pitch from you on anything that you're promoting. They're there to have fun and wave signs and stuff like that. I think you just need to take it easy and give people just a little bit to taste and then let them, their curiosity, go and explore the rest.
And stop blaming every single bad thing that happens on some group of people you've never met.
All right, more on the way. You bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features that we give away, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, all you have to do is click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site. Going back for an entire year, free for you at freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com, if you use code FTL as in Free Talk Live, you'll save $10. It's LegalZoom.com. I've done it. It is fast and easy, and they offer their services significantly cheaper than you would for an attorney. So don't get these common legal documents from places that cost too much.
So the Tea Party people are at it again. They'll be out and about this weekend, waving signs, yelling, playing music, whatever the hell it is that goes on at these tea parties. I've never been to one, so I can't really comment. Because I'm just not a huge fan of rallies. I've been to my share of them, for sure, and I likely will go to more in the future. But I just don't really feel like there's anything significant that's accomplished there, beyond perhaps some networking, some socializing, some people getting to know one another, and perhaps that networking factor could lead down the road to other activism. But most of the people that are going to these tea parties are a bunch of amateurs. They don't know anything about activism, and that's fine. Everybody has to start somewhere, right? But there's no real end goal beyond just electing some Republicans, it seems, to most of these tea parties. You don't think that getting together and yelling in some public area and chanting is going to do anything to actually change how the so-called representatives vote, do you?
No, I don't.
There's one example where it did apparently do something. I think it was Tennessee a few years back. They were looking at some sort of income tax that I guess it hadn't existed before. There was some tax they were looking at putting in that had never existed before. And enough people did show up in mass to the Capitol and shouted and, you know, got angry to where apparently the politicians were frightened enough to where they, you know, were worried about getting reelected. And so they didn't pass that through. Whether it ended up being passed later on down the line, I never heard. So maybe it was just a delaying thing to where they just put it off and said, well, let's do this at midnight sometime instead of letting people know when it's going to happen. I don't know if it actually permanently stopped it or not. So there may be some examples of where this has had an effect, but on the federal government, I don't know about that.
The federal government's pretty darn good at just ignoring whatever the heck its citizenry want. Yeah. Remember the bailout. Remember it was brought to you by Republicans. Mm-hmm. Republicans voted for it. The most libertarian Republican in the Senate, John Sununu, he voted for it.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't vote for him.
So just don't expect much. If you go to one of these things this weekend, I think the best thing you can do if you love liberty is to put liberty-oriented material in people's hands. It's very, very unlikely, that most people are going to pay close attention. But if you get 1 out of 100, it's probably worth, if 1 out of 100 people will visit freetalklive.com or visit the Free State Project's website, it was probably worth your attending there. I think that's something that's valuable about these is it gives you a bunch of angry people that are all in one place, and people that are waiting around and just killing time in one area are good prospects for talking to about freedom and bringing them on board. I think from that perspective, it's valuable. But as far as if you are going to one of these tea parties expecting anything to change as a result of your attendance, you're fooling yourself. Let's continue here.
I think they're good places to recruit for the Free State Project.
That's what I'm saying. They're good places to recruit people into the Free Talk Live listenership, which, again, will eventually recruit them to the Free State Project.
They're about freedom, supposedly. Right. So, I mean, that seems like a legitimate thing to talk about.
It's a good time for prospecting for freedom.
I think that 9/11 truth is a bit of a derailing there.
That has nothing to do with freedom at all.
Even though many of the 9/11 truthers are good libertarian types, freedom advocates.
I don't know how many of them are, but maybe.
Many, I said many.
All right, let's go to Tom in Charleston, listening to WVTS. Hey, Tom.
Hey, I can't believe you're putting down the tea parties. I mean, just because they're not eating Ezekiel pancakes refusing to stand up for a judge, you don't think that having a get-together with people that may not believe to the same extent that you do how limited government should be, that that's not in any way helpful. I mean, you know, we all have different paths to go by. We all want the same thing. I mean, in the end, we all want the same thing, but, you know, some of us comes in different stages.
I understand where you're coming from. I do want more liberty as opposed to less liberty. So I'll take a little bit more than we have. I just don't think, I think that the Tea Parties are Republican rallies, and I don't think the Republicans are going to bring that to me. I did think that at one point, and then I realized, oh, those Mama Jammas are lying to me.
You've been duped.
I saw what happened to the government from 2000 to 2006, and that is, it grew more than it had under any other president up until that time.
Sure. But I was surprised at the Tea Parties that I did attend. I did see a few independent people that were not necessarily Republican or even Democrat. I mean, yes, it is largely a Republican get-together. I mean,
okay.
It is, but...
So what about it? I mean, where do you feel like it led to? What did the Tea Party actually do besides give people a place to just kind of hang out and meet one another?
I think it's made people more conscious of the, and I know this is not you, you all don't really like this because you're not centered toward Democrat versus Republican like a lot of people are. But the thing is, I think it did raise a lot of people's consciousness of some of the things that are going on other than Michael Jackson dying. I mean, you know. The cap and trade. I mean, I think that these type of events, now that didn't happen during the last Tea Party, but the expanse of government over the past several months has alarmed quite a few people, both independents, Democrats, minarchists, I mean, whatever.
But apparently it didn't alarm them over the last 8 years, just only been alarmed within the last 6 months. And it's fine. Whatever it takes to alarm them, I understand. But
I know.
No real tangible benefit beyond socialization and networking. And I'm not saying that's bad. I think there's value there. Just don't expect anything to change in Washington, D.C., because a bunch of people around the country got out and waved some signs.
Tom, this country's on an escalator going down. Taking one step up on the escalator isn't going to do crap, okay? That's what I mean. I think that the Tea Parties are slap useless. So they stop cap and trade, and the Democrats come around with some other little plan that manages to tax businesses that much more and turn us that much more socialist to the point where...
You're painting the picture like if certain people go to a Tea Party, they're a tool or something, and I don't think that that's the case.
No, I know there's
a lot of old-school Republicans that are organizing them, and some of them are, quite frankly, just feeding the Republican Party line and nothing ever changes. But I do believe there is some benefit that some people could maybe have their eyes open to the expanse of government. Maybe they've never known this before. Maybe these are young people that have never really examined the issue.
I would encourage those people to go to the Tea Party, look at what's going on, see what's happening, and then realize, holy crap, this doesn't matter, and move to the Free State Project. I'm sorry.
Of course they're going to say that.
I'm a Free State Project zealot. I am. I'm absolutely on board with the Free State Project because I realize there's nothing that can be done, Tom. We're on that escalator down towards socialism. It's the USSA today, tomorrow, or in a year from now. I don't know. But we're there. We're getting there.
Look, Tom, I didn't totally crap on the Tea Parties. I think that it's something for people to do, and there's a value in getting together, and there's a value in being able to use that location as an outreach project for people that actually do love liberty. So I think there is some value. It's just that I think some people believe that something will actually come from the Tea Parties themselves, and I don't think there's any evidence of that. I thank you for the call. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Thanks a lot.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. If you dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind, toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian joining you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. We got over 450,000 posts for you to surf around through, lots to talk about, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Sick and tired of going to tea parties and having nothing happen? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Let's change gears. I know we got that email that we never really got all the way through, but it'll wait till another day. Julia has a story that is right up her alley, so I figured we'd share this with you. What is it about?
Well, the title of the article is Teens, Oral Sex, and Casual Prostitution? No biggie. Which...
yeah. That's pandering enough. Let's go with this.
All right. They don't give their names, but viewers can see their faces plainly, and what these teens are saying is shocking, parents.
Oh, my goodness.
I ended up having sex with more than one person that night, and then morning I was trying to get the morning after pill, one of the girls said. I was like 14 at the time.
What's her name, Trans447?
I think it's QT. It's just one of dozens of stories from teenage girls in a new documentary that Canadian filmmaker that aims to shed light on the secret, extremely sexual lives of today's teens.
Some teens.
That's what, one of the first things that I thought was funny when I read the story is this, when you're talking about a girl having sex with more than one guy in one night, this is not the norm.
It's unusual, yeah.
You had to hunt high and low for this one.
Yeah. There were always a few girls, right, that were a little sluttier maybe or a little easier to get than other girls. And that's not like everyone in your class was having sex at this age.
I sure wasn't.
I was, but eh. I was a teen prostitute, so whatever.
Were you really?
I wasn't really a teen prostitute, but I did... I don't know. I did a couple things for a little bit of money
on
when
video,
I was a teenager.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would make you a child sex star, I believe.
Something like that. I don't know.
I don't think anybody ever offered me any money for anything.
Really? No, I think you're a dude, so,
yeah, that's
you know.
The problem.
Sorry, you got gypped. After 4 years researching for the documentary, she told Good Morning America...
Hey, why don't you jump down her throat, Mark? She used the term gypped.
Gypped is a racist term, please don't use it.
Yeah, well, retard isn't really exactly nice, but language evolves, and I say that all the time. I also say that things are gay, and I don't have a problem with gay people, so I'm sorry. It's just language.
Stop acting like a woman. Go back to work.
All right, go ahead.
So after 4 years researching for this documentary, she told Good Morning America that oral sex is as common as kissing for teens.
What?
I don't believe that at all.
What?
I don't believe that at all.
Is this how you say goodbye to your friends?
A nice blowjob?
What the hell?
And that casual prostitution or being paid at parties to strip, give sexual favors, or have sex is more commonplace than once believed.
Oh, wait. It's more commonplace than once believed. So that means it was going on in the past. It's just that people didn't believe as much? Or, wait, am I interpreting that correctly?
I think that prostitution, that everybody's a prostitute, so I don't really have a problem with this.
I agree.
That everybody's going to have sex with for a certain amount of money.
Sure, especially a teen girl. It's probably a very low amount.
I don't know how much it is, but I don't know. The idea that prostitution's a shocking thing, it's not shocking.
No. Definitely not. Well, I guess parents are shocked when they find out that their people have an emotional attachment to the idea that their daughter could be, you know, giving some guy a blowjob in a back room. But really, I mean, it's not that big of a deal to me. I just don't see why people would get that worked up about it.
Well, it seems to me that the suggestion in this story is that this wasn't happening until this generation. The teenagers before were so much more wholesome. And I just don't know if I believe that.
No, I don't.
I don't know either. I get the impression that that the increased amount of sexuality on television probably has increased promiscuity to some extent among teenagers. I don't know.
Well,
it's just an interpretation. I can't even the empirical data I have from when I was in high school is skewed because I don't know what's going on currently in high school. Don't know. Am not there. And
I didn't know when I was there.
So it's all such speculation and meant to whip people. It's media and fear. They go together so often. The media wants you scared and you upset so that you consume more of their media, so that you can find out what else you need to be scared of. Your kids are humping in the closet when you're not looking. There's burglars waiting around the corner. There's cyanide in the water. Everything. The California's on fire. New England's frozen. The new ice age is coming and the globe's getting warmer. The whole thing, it's all about fear, fear, fear.
Quick point of information. Rather than us being accused of being pandering to the lowest common denominator, let's call it oral sex, just for future reference.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Well, what I'd like to say about this article that really bothers me, to me there's one underlying issue here, and that's that teenagers are having sex because their bodies and minds are telling them that that's what feels good. That's what they want to do. And I think that people really need to get over this whole, having sex is bad. Or people seem to have such a negative thoughts on young people having sex. But really, once you go through puberty, the chemicals in your brain start telling you that this is what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
It biologically makes a lot of sense. And I feel like since we've sort of extended childhood, like by many, many, many years, that people feel like you maybe shouldn't be having sex until you're 18 or 21. I mean, everyone has differing beliefs, but when people hear about 13-year-olds having sex, it's a huge deal. Why? If you've gone through puberty and your brain is telling you that you should go out and have sex, what's the big deal?
I don't see if there is a big deal. I think that as long as it's being done in a safe manner, I think that's the deal. I think that's something I'd be concerned about as a parent would be, is my son or daughter, if they're engaging in these activities, are they doing them with safety in mind, or are they just going out and doing stupid stuff?
Right. Well, I don't want to make it sound like I think that having sex with anybody anytime is a good thing. I don't. I think that sex is dangerous, can be very dangerous, but can also be fun and is very natural thing to want and to do, and that we need to stop pretending. I say we, it's not me personally.
We as a society,
yeah, exactly. Need to stop pretending like it's so abnormal and so like immoral, basically.
And I think that, and I know we've touched on this before, that when you tell kids not to do something, then they want to do it. And they, like you're saying, Julia, their biological drives are already in gear saying, let's do this. And then when parents and other people are telling them, no, 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 wait till you're married, or wait till you're older. That doesn't do anything to dissuade
them. I don't think any of them tell them to wait
till
you're
older.
It's always, you know, marriage.
Not now.
I don't know. I just don't know.
My mom
didn't have this conversation with me.
My mom's message was not now, not in my house, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Basically, she just didn't want to think of me as a teenager having sex.
So go into the woods, Julia, and do it
there. And that's exactly what I did. So...
that's what a lot of them do. That's what backseats in cars were made for,
unfortunately. Oh, my God.
And that's why it's so dangerous, this attitude of abstinence only, stop it, no, just say no to sex, all that. It's just putting kids in a position of fear of their parents. It's putting them in the position of fear of going to be able to go to their parents and talk to them about what they're feeling,
the problem,
what they want, you know, how to best handle this situation, whatever the situation might be. If mom and dad are saying that this is absolutely unacceptable and it's off limits, then the kids are not going to come to that kind of parenting. They're not going to come to parents that are like that to look for advice, and that's going to result in them getting advice from their friends and their peers who really are teenagers and they probably don't know what the hell they're talking about. So that could really result in some dangerous situations developing. Is there more to the story?
Yes. If you talk to teens about oral sex, they will tell you it's not that big of a deal. In fact, they don't consider it sex. They don't consider a lot of things sex. Do you consider oral sex sex? Because when I think sex, I think intercourse, mostly.
I guess I really... don't. I mean, I consider it some kind of sex, and
right,
certainly
it's sexual.
I'm all, you know, from my standpoint, I'm all for it. However, I don't consider it to be the same thing. I at the same time, I really don't like the idea of my daughter, which I don't have one, just running around, you know, giving oral sex to any guy.
More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrest on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com. We have got a variety of things you can do. Most of them are free or very low cost as far as getting Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. And there are flyers there. So if you are planning on heading out to one of the Tea Party events tomorrow, go hit up promote.freetalklive.com, grab one of those flyers, print them out, and hand them out to people, and get some more people on board with this, listening to this show, especially people like that that are just ripe for hearing a freedom message. So head over to promote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a story, I think it's an ABC News story that Julia has about teens and sex. And, of course, whenever those stories are put out, it always gets parents all riled up. Some parents, at least, the ones that want to believe that their children are just little angels and they would never do anything like have sex or oral sex with one another.
What I want to know is, if you're a parent out there and you tell your kid that they can't have sex before a certain age or that they shouldn't have sex before a certain age, did you follow that same rule? Mm. Do parents... I feel like most parents forget what it was like to be young.
Do as I say, not as I did.
Right. Like, well, I made these mistakes, so you don't get to make these mistakes. You're going to listen up because I should have listened up and, like, yeah. No.
Right. You know, and when it comes down to it, I don't look at the, not that I, mind you, didn't start very early, very young, but I don't consider that the sex that I had at 17 or 16 or whatever was really a mistake. I'm sure it has been for some kids. I know that having a child before, like, 18 or 21
it's
or whatever
a mistake, yeah.
is, you know, it's a very good way to not move into the upper income brackets. The chances are good you're going to stay, you're going to remain poor. Because as a teenager, you're poor. Your parents might have money, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably won't ever amount to much of anything if you have a kid early. There certainly are people that manage to move beyond it, but why saddle yourself with that problem?
No doubt about it. So what else is there to share here? They're saying that kids are basically saying they're okay with the oral sex. The claim of the article is that oral sex is as popular as kissing.
That's what they said, which I think is absolutely a ludicrous claim, and I would love to see the evidence they have to back that up. I think that what they're saying here is that they don't consider oral sex sex. Now, I don't really consider oral sex sex. The only thing I consider sex is sexual intercourse. I consider all of this to be sexual. But I mean, there's different steps to a sexual relationship, and if pregnancy is something that you're concerned about, maybe oral sex is a good thing. I can remember that when I was a young person, before I was willing to have sex, I was willing to give oral sex because I was concerned with getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd pretty much do everything but regular sexual intercourse because it didn't carry the risk of pregnancy, and I don't see why that's a problem, I guess.
Yeah, and where is all this going to go? I mean, if this article succeeds in whipping parents up into a frenzy or a tizzy about what their kids are out there doing, it's not going to result in anything positive. If it's just going to anger the parents that are likely to be angered by this information, then they're going to get more paranoid about what their kids are doing, maybe try to be more invasive into their teenager's
lifestyle. Which is just going to make their kids rebel more.
It's going to push them away, right?
Well, there's only one reason why this story is in the news, and it's because sex sells. People see sex in a title, yeah, and they want to read it, and news really is entertainment, not news. So, I mean, that's why they're doing a story on this.
This is an old story, too. I mean, the idea that teenagers are engaging in sex as a shocking idea has been reiterated time after time, whether it's in the news on ABC News or whether it's, you know, Oprah daytime television interviewing teenage prostitutes. There's always something, there's always another story around the corner about how, oh my God, these teens are supposed to be so wholesome, but here they are following their instincts. What a shock.
In the documentary, Oral Sex is the New Goodnight Kiss, girls as young as 11. Ludicrous.
Jeez, that's not going to get your documentary any extra views, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Girls as young as 11 talk about having sex, going to sex parties, and in extreme situations.
Sex parties?
Yeah.
Sex parties?
No. Yeah, when I was a teenager.
Things are different than they were when I was a teenager, I can tell you that.
I don't think that anyone. I think it's a party where kids have alcohol and get drunk, and some people end up hooking up in bedrooms. Maybe someone strips. I don't think that
sex
anywhere.
Party makes it sound like an orgy or
right,
something.
And I just don't believe that to be the case. I went to a lot of parties when I was a teenager, and I never went to any sort of orgy
party. Yeah, but
party.
Did you go to any when you were 11 years old?
No, apparently I missed out on the really good stuff.
Let's go to your phone calls here and talk to Mike, listening to WINS in Indiana. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm in my mid-50s and from the free love era, and believe me, we had a lot of sex.
When you were a teenager, you mean?
Yeah. You know, so, like they're saying, so the teenagers, oh, this never happened before. Believe
right.
me, it did.
Yeah, it's just some sort of this kind of mentality that things in the past were somehow different, as though people's instincts were not acclimated towards reproduction or sex 50 years ago. It's ludicrous.
Yeah. Also, I think religion has a lot to do with it. The biggest reason they're down on oral sex is because they claim the Bible says you can't do it, and that's not in there whatsoever.
Yeah, the Bible also says you should stone your children when they do something wrong, so...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So,
if you want to live your life by the Bible, good for you.
Well, I'm not saying I do, I'm
no,
just saying...
No, I didn't mean you personally, I meant
you know, I'm just
anyone
saying,
who does.
Biblically, and then everyone walks around saying, oh, no, you can't do that, and I always just look at them and say, how come your sin's better than mine?
Well you said know. Tonight, Mike. Any other thoughts?
Nope, that'll do it.
Great call. I appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for you know shedding some light on what your experience was like as somebody who's older than everyone in this room, that when he was growing up, there was plenty of sex going on. I mean, that's just how it's people, man. They, as you're saying, Julia, it's instinct. It's bred. It's born into us.
Yep. The hairless monkeys are going to sneak off in the woods and hump it
and
again.
Hump. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and biologically, it makes a lot of sense. How else are we supposed to keep the species alive?
Well, now, if there is a difference there that's worth pointing out, it's that now we can communicate more effectively.
I was just going to say that. The reason why people may feel like this is now all of a sudden an issue, whereas it wasn't before, is because technology has allowed us to communicate at such a mass and quick scale mm-hmm. that information about people doing this sort of thing from all over the world you have access to, whereas before you were only really aware of what was going on in your own town, so it would have to be just be hearsay.
And yeah, it'd be what you'd hear about from other people just bragging or boasting about what their exploits were. Whereas now, young people have the internet at their fingertips, and they can post all of the sexual info they want to about their lifestyles and their desires and things like that, all out in the open for people to read on MySpace and Facebook and wherever else, their blogs. And so accessing the mind of a teenager is much easier now, because what used to be just kind of maybe only written about in journals and kept with a lock on it is now available in many cases to the entire world to see. So it's a there's probably just as much sex going on today as there was 50 years ago. It's just that it's more obvious today, and if that's what's bothering people, they're just going to have to get over it, because no amount of shaming these teenagers is going to stop them from wanting to do the old bump and grind.
Well, at least now kids have a lot more access to birth control and information so that they can protect themselves and can have safe in a sex or
that's true
sex in a safer manner than they could before. So the communication and the availability of the internet is a good thing in that way.
That's a good point. Maybe that's sort of the other side of things. Instead of just it being a titillating thing to be able to know what the sexual habits of teenagers are because of their blog posts or whatever, you can also know that the other side of that information superhighway is that they have access
right.
to good information
if
should they seek it out.
If you can't talk to your parents about sex, because most people I know could not talk to their parents about sex. And I have to say, I do not respect any adult out there who would call themselves an adult and who cannot say the S word. Oh, my God.
My mom didn't even want me going on a date when I was 13. I wouldn't have even known where to start talking about sex with them.
No. My mom made that really awkward, like, from the beginning, and I would never have gone to her about any sexual question ever.
This is a little longer in the past for me, but my mother would have allowed me to talk to her about whatever issues I had. However, she didn't make herself a resource because she was uncomfortable with the idea
right.
of talking about it.
Something we need to get over.
Personally,
some people.
I don't want Jack to have sex at a young age because you make more mistakes at that time frame, and I don't want him saddled with the responsibility of paying child support for a kid when he's 16 years old. That's just it's crazy. So I would prefer him not to. However, I have a pretty good idea of the kind of motivations that Jack's going to have when he's in his teens, and so therefore, I want to be the resource for him to come to and ask questions, and that's something you have to create through the lifetime of the child. You
yeah.
can't just start one day.
Yeah, you can't just wake up and say when they're 16 and say, okay, you want to talk about sex? I'm not comfortable talking about that with you. You never talked about it with me ever.
We are out of time. It's been a good discussion. Thanks to everybody for participating. Julia, Mark, thanks for being here. We're off to go hang out with Jason Talley from The Motorhome Diaries.
Woo-hoo.
Season 10 tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at FreeTalk.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.